Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Fearless living expert Rhonda Britton is joining me here today. I have a quick announcement to make. I just want everybody to know about this. Yesterday, due to a mistake that I made, Mr. Benny, Ann Taylor was not on the show. And I just wanted to let all of you know that Ann is speaking in a workshop on November 12th, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Center in Seattle. And I want to make sure that you can find out more about this by going to, and, you know, this is like Carl Jung. So you go to the jungseattle.org, J-U-N-G, seattle.org. This is a great, great conversation and talk. As a matter of fact, Rhonda and I are going to chit-chat about this today. Jung's post-heart attack and visions. And what an exciting conversation to have about, you know, how Jung falls unconscious from a heart attack and is suspended between life and death. And not many people get to talk about that, but it's really kind of cool. Dr. Ann Taylor is super. And so make sure you check it out. Make sure you go to brownpapertickets.com to get the tickets. But it's Saturday, November 12th, 10 a.m. to 2:30. Check it out. Ann is really cool. One of the things that I am so excited about, and Rhonda and I get together from time to time, especially when it's about helping everybody out there, do what they do so well. And that is get to a place in life where you move beyond your fear. And this is a fearless living, conversation, but it's more than that. What I love about Rhonda and her work is that what she's been able to do is say, I really hear you. I hear all of you. I have now taken a platform that I have been doing for decades. The many appearances on Oprah and beyond. An Emmy Award-winning television show. And I am finding a way to provide everyone with all of the tools that would otherwise take you A, forever to get, and B, have to do it by you traveling. So I have to give Rhonda Britton a lot of acknowledgement to say, I am in the world to get this message, to move beyond fear right now at a time when we need this more than ever. And so I love, love, love her gumption, her courage, and her willingness to recreate something that's already successful, by the way, to recreate it and say, I have heard all of you, the millions of you out there from all over the world that want to live a fearless life. Rhonda Britton, best-selling author, as I've said before, you can talk about fearless loving, you could talk about change your life in 30 days, and you could talk about one of my favorites, because how often have I said this? Do I look fat in this? Taking on the topics that a lot of people don't talk about, America's favorite life coach today. We're going to talk about the contest she's put together. We're going to talk about the mega event that she, epic. And by the way, epically awesome, Rhonda Britton. Rhonda, welcome to show, girlfriend.
Oh, Dr. Pat, I love epically awesome.
I know,
oh my gosh.
I love
epically
that.
Awesome. You know, because I love what you're doing, you know, the epicness, you know, just the word epic, you know. When you start changing your life, you know, it might be, you know, giving up that Coca-Cola, right? Or it might be starting to give up complaining, or it might just be deciding to start focusing on your intention for what you want. It might appear to be a little thing, and you say to yourself, you know, people say to themselves, well, what's my problem? Why don't I do this? Why didn't I do this before? And why can't I get myself to walk on the block? You know, because it appears so simple and it appears so little, right? But what I know to be true is that when you're shifting the way that you're deciding to live your life, because that's really what's happening when you go from not exercising to exercising, you're not just walking on the block. You're literally shifting the way you're interacting with yourself in your life. That is epic.
Yeah.
That is epic.
Yeah.
So do not, you know, for everyone listening, do not judge your results, right, Dr. Pat? Do not judge your results, or do not judge the size of the shift, right? Do not judge the size of the shift. The shift is epic. The size, or what you know, appear to be the size, like whether it's starting to walk around the block or whether it's running a marathon, those things are equal. Those things are equal when it comes to risk-taking, depending on where you started.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, I really love that word epic, because I really do want people to feel that and to really acknowledge the courage it takes, if you haven't been exercising, to just start walking around the block. That literally shifts your whole beingness. All your cells in your being shift. Like, literally.
I know.
Like, how cool is that?
It is cool. Tomorrow is 11-11-11, and I'm launching, you know, a platform I'm very excited about, because it's exactly what you just said, Rhonda. And, you know, it's the epic world. And hopefully we'll be finished fine-tuning the website later on today, theepicworld.com. Because one of the things that has been really hard for me to recognize in my own life, and I know you are the genius at this, is that sometimes we look at the world and they have a standard for what transformation is to be about. And we forget that moving forward, whatever step that looks like, is seriously epic.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that you said the magic words to me, moving forward. I literally, right now, I've got hundreds of people moving through the Fearless Living online training program, and, you know, they're asking questions. And I just got an email, just literally got an email this morning from somebody who says, oh, my God, literally, she's in the second week. She goes, it's blowing me away. It's more than I ever imagined. My life is already changing. And it's only, you know, she's just starting to watch the second week, starting to participate in the second week. And, you know, it's these decisions to shift, the decision to shift, that does make it epic. And so here are these folks that are deciding, making a decision, no longer thinking about it, no longer worried or wondering, no longer going to mistrust, not really sure if it works for them, going through all of their dialogue that's, you know, oh, it's not for me, Rhonda doesn't understand me, my situation's unique, you know, oh, what, you know, participating in the Fearless Living Online Training Program, that's not going to help me, I need something, you know, whatever their hesitation, their worry, their concern, their fears are, you know, to put those aside and say, okay, I am with a leap of faith going to do what I secretly know I want to do, but fear tells me not to. That is epic. You're literally shifting yourself. I'm so excited for your epic world.
Well, you know, let's talk about this, because, you know, from the perspective of the leap that you've just taken, one of the things that I talked about earlier today, and I don't want to go into it again, but I talked about how we get influenced by other people's feedback. And I actually, I don't know, like, if you're plugged into the pop culture or not, but I did comment on this before, and I will comment on this again. I learned a ton from a 14-year-old last night that sung on The X Factor.
Mm.
I learned a ton from this girl, Drew, this young woman, Drew. And what did I learn? Hear this, sung her heart out. Phenomenal voice, by the way. Everyone commented how wonderful she is. Got to Paula. Paula says to her, you know, I love all the advice you're taking from Simon, but don't let him dress you. And she turned and she said, Simon didn't say a word. She said, I designed this dress. Kept her smile. Didn't cry.
Mm.
I cried.
Mm-hmm.
I cried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there and I'm crying for her. And how fearless does that get, to stand in one's integrity and to come from such a true place? But I have to tell you, Rhonda, I mean, what you've put together for people is going to help, because I have needed a lot of help in my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And me too. And it's so funny. You know, I really did create this program for people who, you know, are apprehensive, do have that concern. And, you know, because people who are ready to jump are jumping, right? People who are ready to jump are jumping. It's, you know, it's when you're on the edge, right? When you're on the edge, when you know you want it, and you think, well, I can't. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, whatever your I don't knows are, I'm not good enough. I don't know if I can take the time. It'll take too much energy. What does it mean for my life? Will I lose my family? Will I lose my friends? I mean, all of these fears work through, you know, go through people's mind. So what I've created is something that is so simple and hand-holding, because just like we were talking about a minute ago, not only did I need a lot of help, but I was also scared to ask for it. And I definitely, when I needed help, needed somebody to be there and have my back. I needed somebody to have my back. And so I created a program where I have your back. You know, I have your back in the sense of, you know, I answer your questions all the time. I'm reading your emails. I'm listening, looking at the comments. I'm, you know, just being there for you. I mean, I literally interact with people on a daily basis, sometimes 2-3 times a day, depending on what they're moving through in the program. So, you know, what I want to encourage people to do is to get into the contest.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because this is really cool.
Yeah, I want people to jump into the contest, and they can get there through your website. And, you know, this contest, what you're going to do is you're literally going to tell me on this, you're going to fill out a form on Dr. Path's website, and it says, you know, what do I want to change about my life? What is it that I think my, you know, what's my obstacles? It's a very short form.
Yes.
And when you fill out that short form, you hit submit, and you are entered into the epic, fearless epic world contest.
Yes.
To not only win the 10-module, 10-week Fearless Living Online Training Program that's going to literally start breaking your expectations up about the world, start focusing you on intentions, letting go of your negative self-talk. You know, what if you could quit beating yourself up for good? What if you could let go of excuses and really take it on? And more importantly, I help you identify fear junkies in your life, how you're a fear junkie, how to create a support team, and the creme de la creme, we identify that core fear that's been running your life unconsciously, insidiously, as a trickster that it is. Because once you start being able to see fear for what it is, once the mask is taken off of fear, once you can see, once you understand it and you know how to process it, and I'm going to teach you how to do that, it's simpler than you think, you will be able to master your fears. And those fears show up as, because a lot of people don't think they're afraid, Dr. Pat. And, you know, I want people to remember that if you're worried, that stems from fear. If you complain, that stems from fear. If you beat yourself up, it stems from fear. If you walk around frustrated, it stems from fear. If you feel the world's against you, that stems from fear. So what I know to be true in all my research and all my study and in my own life-changing, my change in my own life, what I know to be true is that any problem you have, the stem of it, the root of it, is based in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Fearless Living Online Training Program, Dr. Pat, I take people step by step through every little widget that they have to go through in order to start becoming masterful of their life because they've mastered fear. And in the contest, not only do you have potential to win, because I know you are, you're going to win the Fearless Living Online Training Program, you're also going to work with me personally one-on-one. So you get that extra push, that extra support, that extra cleaning up the past, the extra creating the future, the extra getting in the present. So, you know, I am fully available to support anyone who wants to get fearless. Absolutely. That's what I'm dedicated to. And I love this contest.
I do too. And I want to just tell everybody, we have made this available via click. All you have to do is go to the website, the drpatshow.com, or the shortcut is drpatlive.com. And you'll see that you can right there, step into the world, sign up, for the contest. Anyone out there that has already signed up for the online course and, then signs up to participate in the contest, if you win the contest, Rhonda will give you a refund.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yes, get started right now in the Fearless Living Online Training Program. Start right now, because as you start, you're going to, you know what questions, see where you're getting stopped. And then when we get on our private one-on-one session, we are going to take it to town. We're going to take it to town and start shifting you quickly and rapidly. So yes, start the Fearless Living Online Training Program right now. I mean, look, it's November, right? It's November, and you could in a mere week.
Right.
And when you go on that first week, and when you go into that first week of the Fearless Living Online Training Program, when you register and get your access code, exclusive access, and you log in for the first time, you are going to be welcomed by people's comments by saying, wow, this is amazing. I'm already changing my life. You are going to be reassured by the minute you enter the exclusive area. for the Fearless Living Online Trainer, you're going to already feel like you're home. You're already going to feel it. And I know some of you are apprehensive because it's a little nerve-wracking, you know, to join anything new. So, of course, I have a guarantee, right? I have a guarantee so that if at any time during that first week you go, this is not for me, again, full refund, because I want to support you in finding what works for you. And I absolutely, with no hesitation, know this works. I know it. I know it.
Well, so I mean, you've already had results from people, and this is the thing I love.
Absolutely.
You know, what Rhonda has put together, and actually the cost of this is so marginal. I don't know how you did it, actually. You know, this online course, you know, people have paid thousands and thousands of dollars for, and what people are finding, it is absolutely phenomenal. But people that have signed on and in just 1 week, taking the first week, are already reporting back to you what they're finding.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, again, I get emails on a regular basis from participants. And like I said, the minute you join the course, you're going to see those words yourself. It won't just be me saying it. You're going to see people saying, oh, my gosh, this is changing my life. Oh, this is blowing me away. This is knocking me out. I can't believe everything you give us. I can't believe everything I'm learning. Was on the training last night, and a woman chimed in like, oh, my gosh, I have shifted my relationship with my sister, and it's only been a week. Mm. You know, so people are having so many changes so quickly because the Fearless Living Online Training Program was created in order to give you quick acceleration. And not only quick acceleration, but also to ground the learning so you don't, you know, we've all taken workshops, we've all taken training, we've all read the book, right?
Yep.
And so you feel good for, you know, what, a half a minute, a couple days. Well, the program is actually designed with that in mind, knowing how people can lose momentum, how people can go, well, I got this one good thing and I don't want, you know, it's just not working anymore, right? So I've got a whole structure in place so that not only are you participating in the videos, and if you'd like to listen to audios better, they're available for you. Or if you like to read, that's available for you. But I also send inspirational emails and voicemails to you on a regular basis so that there's always a connection. And, of course, I'm always answering your questions. There's always a connection. You're always being reminded. You're always being encouraged. You're always being supported so that you can not only get that quick start, but do what's necessary in order to embody and integrate it, because that's what I want.
I know.
I want permanent change.
I know. I love it, because that's actually that's what you're all about, honestly. I mean, anybody that's ever seen, you know, the show that was on television, the Emmy Award-winning show and so forth and so on, has seen you on Oprah. I mean, this is actually been your message. You've been so consistent and loyal to all of the people that have bought your books. I want to just make sure they have a way to go right to signing up, you know, for the program. Let's send them to your website right now.
Okay. It's fearlesslivinglifecoach.com. fearlesslivinglifecoach.com, and you can right there sign up for a free telecall with me called the 3 Life Mistakes You Don't Want to Make, and you can sign up right there to join me for a telecall. Now, if you're listening to Pat and I and you're like, okay, I don't need the telecall, I just want to get it, you know, which I love, because I want to sign you up today, I want to register you today so that you can already start having results today, right, with your problem you're dealing with today. Then go to the same website, fearlesslivinglifecoach.com/, and this is the word I want you to write, video, V-I-D-E-O. So it's fearlesslivinglifecoach.com, you know, /video, if you want to go right in and see, get in registered for the program.
Well, and so I think this is what's happening. I think people understand that we are in an accelerated pace in our lives. I had a conversation this morning. I'm just going to mention it. I want to get your take on it. I had several conversations, and the word need came up. Yesterday I had a conversation with a 14-year-old about the work she's doing with homeless youth. And I was homeless at 17. You know, homeless at 17, what did I need in that moment? You know what I needed? Mm-hmm. I needed a room. But right now, the conversation is, I need money. I had a friend of mine I talked to 2 days ago. I need money, and I can't do my job because I need money. And the job that I'm in is a job where I actually ask people for money. So how is that affecting me? So you see, this is a simple everyday issue that I know you're going to address.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially in this economy and this time and where we are right now, of course, Fearless Living online training program is going to support you in not only building your confidence and self-esteem, oh, by the way, which is necessary more than ever, you know, who is getting the jobs? The people with more confidence and more esteem. You know, what's taking our needs out? What's making us have lower self-confidence and lower self-esteem? Questions like the person you talked about, like, I need money and I ask for money, so how do I dare? How do I dare do my job if I can't, I don't have money and I'm supposed to be asking for it, right?
That's so the question.
But it's all the inconsistencies. Like, we fear that we have to be perfect before we have a perfect life, and that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So if your job is asking for money and you don't have any, you not having any is not indicative of your capacity to ask for it. You know, those two things don't go together. You don't have to be supermodel thin to feel beautiful.
You know what, how I learned that? Do you know how I learned that?
Do tell.
I love what you just said. No one has ever said that on this show. No one has ever said what you just said. Light bulb just went on. Homeless 17, no money, had my little, right? The thing back then, I'm not even going to mention what year that was you go to the Port Authority in New York, right? And you stand there and you ask people for money and you say, hey, you know what? I'm trying to get home. Can you give me a quarter? Mm-hmm. I had no money, but I had to ask for money. Now, I know that's a sad story. People are saying, really, Pat? Yeah. I mean, we have no food. You have no money. You're going to do something. But you're absolutely right, Rhonda. You don't have to have the thing to ask for it.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And it's the people.
Are you going to teach people how to do that?
Absolutely. All absolutely. Right. When I talk about fear junkies and fear busters, when you go through the program, one of the things that I do over and over again in the videos is do role playing. And I go through actual conversations, ways to talk to people in conflicts, you know, in difficult situations. Because this is what I know to be true, is when life gets tough, you know, like when we have a conflict with another human being, with, you know, inside ourselves, how we deal with that conflict determines our outcome in life, period, end of story. You can be a really happy person and everything is going on great in your life. That's awesome. But when the rubber hits the road and your life falls apart because you don't know how to deal with rubber hitting the road, you don't know how to deal with the conflict. So I go through role play after role play throughout the training, guiding you and supporting you in how to, one, have conversations with yourself, you know, to remove that negative self-talk, and how to have conversations with other people about difficult topics. Because you do need sometimes somebody to say to you, this is how you say it. Because if you don't know how to say it, you don't know how to say it. And you're frozen. And so you freeze instead of saying it because you're like, I don't know how to say it.
I know.
Well, I'm actually going to tell you how to say it. I'm actually going to share with you.
I love you.
Tips and tools of how. It's so true, isn't it?
I can't wait till you come back. I can't wait till you come back. And I'm actually going to talk about this tomorrow when I'm on air. But I want to tell you, what you have put together is transformative. It really is epic. And I know, Rhonda, from the world that you come from, this is coming from your heart. We're going to make sure we tell everybody about it. Rhonda Britton, everyone. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you, Mr. Benny. Thanks to all of you out there. Have yourself an epic day. I beg and please sing and call back the things I'm saying.